Now, back to Part of the Answer on AM 560. A peek inside the minds behind some of the most successful businesses in Chicagoland. Now, here's your host, Ken Cervera.
Okay, so it's getting near tax time now. You know, it's that time of year, and you're going to need a lot of good advice on your taxes and how your income's flowing and all of these good things. It's part of a good financial plan. You cannot do better than to go to Kelly Financial Services, talk to John Kelly, John Horan. They're going to arrange a great portfolio for you. Now, let's talk about, as it is tax time and as we are becoming more concerned with our money, let's talk about the 401k rollovers.
Well, we do. Johnny and I actually do. Johnny specializes a lot in that. So what a lot of people don't realize is 90% of almost all American companies in this country allow you, once you reach 59 and a half, they allow you to do an in-service rollover while you're still working. So the nice thing about that is if we do have another 2008 come along and where you lose 40% of the market value, you're losing 40% of maybe 10, 15, 20 grand, not 40% of 300, 400, 500 grand.
Right.
So you can roll that money into an IRA, protect it, still do the company match for the next 3 to 4 years, still do your contributions, but at least you protected a big bulk of your nest egg.
Sure.
So
like I said, absolutely.
Johnny was dealing with a lady there the other day. She had $480,000. She's ready to retire at the end of next year. So she's 18 months away from retirement, and she just want to make sure she doesn't lose what she's currently had.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, because they say in retirement that a couple will spend around $200,000 in just medical services. So, I mean, that's sobering, isn't it?
Oh, it's scary.
And that's present-day values. Mm-hmm. You're not talking about 10, 20 years from now, so where everything will be much higher. So you have to start thinking now. And a lot of people go, it's too complicated. I don't want to deal with my money. You've got to deal with your money. It's your future. It's everything that you have worked hard for. And if you're not putting money away, then what are you doing? What are you doing? So let's talk about annuities also. There are many different kinds of annuities. There are variable, there are fixed. Okay, so explain to us the difference in annuities.
Well, the variable annuities, they're very expensive. We don't deal with them. I mean, Johnny deals with some, he can if he wanted to, but we try to stay away from them because they're very high in fees. You know, they can lose value. We basically specialize in index annuity products.
Okay.
So they're tied to a different index.
An index that follows the S&P 500,
the S&P, there's a bunch of
NASDAQ. NASDAQ.
What I like about an index annuity is it actually forces our clients to make money.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the only vehicle out there that actually forces you to make money.
That's a good thing.
Because the problem with your 401ks and your stocks and your bonds is you're constantly riding a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Your gains never lock in until the day you sell them.
Sure.
What I like about the index products is every 1, 2, or 3 years, depending on the company, the gains lock in and becomes new principal. And you can never go backwards. And they're one of the few vehicles out there that guarantee you an income for life.
Sure,
and that's
absolutely
peace of mind.
And the average return in a year, I guess the average, if you could say, is about 8%. That's a good market return, isn't it?
Oh, that's
somewhere
yeah
around there.
No, I don't. I don't know many people that would complain about 8% return.
Right, yeah. Right. And that's what the big firms try to lock you into. If you can get 8%, and you do that consistently, then your portfolio should be growing at a pretty good rate. And also, if you look at the market, and there are periods where the market will be down for 10 years in a row, but you look at the market, and overall, if you looked and drew a line on the market tops from 1929 to the year 2017, you would see straight up.
Oh, yeah.
Even though you have your dips and you have your moments, you can have 10-year periods, maybe 17-year periods where the market doesn't go well.
Yeah.
The only difference is when you retire.
That's the difference. That's the difference.
Straight up until just a few weeks ago when we hit our all-time high.
we have a handout, Ken. I hand out to all my listeners. It said if two people retired with $500,000, okay, they're going to take out 5% a year for income, 3% for inflation. Over 20 years, both of them are going to average 8.43%.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is when they retire.
Mm-hmm.
The first year, client A went up 37%. He's up to over $640,000. Client B, the first year he retired, the market lost 31%.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's down to 290.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as you start taking your RMDs, your required minimum distributions, that's how you run out of money in retirement.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's like adding grease to a slippery slope. Not only are you losing money to the market, but the government's forcing you to pull money out.
And then, God forbid, you know, the unknown happens where you get sick or something else. And this is why, you know, you have to pay attention to this stuff while you're still working, because that's the time when you are you know, putting money away. You're able to put money away. And if you're not doing that, once you retire, it's almost, I'm not saying it's definitely too late, better late than never, but you've squandered a lot of your working years.
That's why I like the index products for our clients, because like I said, it forces them to lock in their gains, and we can also put an income rider on there, which means they'll never outlive their income for both them or their spouse.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I remember reading a few years ago in Bloomberg, they said if you retire today with $1 million at 65,
right,
and you pull out 5% a year for income, 3% for inflation, there's a 90% chance that you will not run out of money by age 90.
Yep.
Pretty good odds.
Yep.
But all I know is I just came back from Mexico last week, and all I know is that pilot came out when I was getting on the plane down in Cancun to come to Midway. If he said we have a 90% chance of running out of fuel before we got there, I'm not getting on that airplane. I'm going to figure a better way to get home, and that's what will help you.
Thank you. That's a very good analogy. Yeah, absolutely. So that's what you want to avoid, folks, at all costs. You want to take good care of your money, be good custodians of your money, and absolutely. So we're going to be right back on Part of the Answer with our good friends, John Kelly and John Horan, my new good friend, John Horan. Now, John Kelly's an old friend. So, and they are from Kelly Financial Services, located in Hickory Hills, Illinois. Go over and see them. They're going to make you a lot of money.